Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
At the urging of the radical left, these platforms have become intolerant of diverse political views and abusive toward their own users. And I think we could say as abusive as you could possibly be in some cases. Right, Josh? You've seen that?
Well, you know, that is the president, of course, talking about big tech and some of these big platforms out there and what they're doing. Nobody's been on top of that more than our U.S. Senator Josh Hawley. Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Interesting to hear the president referring yesterday to how these big media platforms are picking and choosing winners based on their political affiliation, it seems.
No, I mean, isn't that the truth? And the closer we get to Election Day, the more and more we see it, Mark. They are continually trying now to censor the president himself, labeling his posts, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or his other platforms, you know, labeling them as not true or needs more information. I noticed somehow that the Democrats never get checked or censored in this way, and it's just not a coincidence at all. And my view is, as we talked about yesterday there at the White House, my view is that if we don't take some action here to protect our right to speak freely, pretty soon these tech companies aren't going to let us speak at all.
Wow. Yeah. I hope that that we make some ground on that, because it's frightening how they can shut down political thought and you suddenly find yourself getting your comments banned. And that just doesn't seem to apply on the other side of the political spectrum.
Well, I tell you, the double standard is amazing. We just had a hearing in the Judiciary Committee last week in which Google, with a straight face, tried to tell me that, we don't discriminate against the conservatives. But, Mark, to your point, Google tried to shut down an independent conservative website called The Federalist just a couple of months ago over a comment section that The Federalist doesn't even moderate, doesn't control, doesn't use. It was a total fig leaf. Just because I think they don't like the Federalist views. And if there hadn't have been a bunch of public scrutiny, Google would have gotten away with it. That's the kind of thing we're up against.
Yeah, that's true. So you bringing up the Judiciary Committee, you're going to have some big hearings coming up here soon dealing with the United States Supreme Court. Let me get your thoughts on the loss of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her potential replacement.
Well, this is a big moment. The change here will absolutely shift the Supreme Court. It will shape the Supreme Court potentially for a generation. The truth is, we do not have a working conservative pro-Constitution majority on that court. That has become painfully clear over this last term. And this is a chance for Republican senators, my view is, to keep their promises and to put on that court a pro-Constitution, pro-life conservative who is going to follow the Constitution the way that the people wrote it. And we're going to have the chance to do it, Mark, and I believe we will.
You know, there's a lot of talk, Senator. I hear it over and over and over again, the talking points from the left about the hypocrisy and how much, you know, the Republicans have reversed course on this since 2016. I see a constitutional responsibility to a point which President Obama and President Trump both followed through on, and it's up to the Senate to advise and consent if they are of the same party of that president in this case.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, I also see a responsibility on the part of Republican elected officials to keep their promises, Mark. And Republicans have been running for years now on appointing and confirming pro-Constitution justices. So this is an opportunity to do that. I don't know. I just say to my Republican colleagues, with all due respect, I don't know what you're going to say to your voters at home if you drag your feet now and you don't actually fulfill your responsibility. I mean, you have promised your voters. Certainly, I promised the people of Missouri that I would fight for pro-Constitution, pro-life justices. Boy, if Republicans don't do that now, I mean, what good are Republicans? That's my view. So I think we've got an obligation to get out there and get this done.
Sir, what kind of a sideshow are we in for here? Because we saw what Brett Kavanaugh got dragged through. What are they going to do to whichever woman ends up being appointed to the Supreme Court by the president?
Well, I worry about that a lot, Mark. I mean, I think we've already, you see the personal destruction attempts already beginning against at least one of the president's potential nominees, Amy Coney Barrett, who this week alone is taking ridiculous assaults on her faith. You know, she's a devout Catholic. I don't know when it became a rule in this country that you can't be a religious believer, you can't be a Christian and be on the United States Supreme Court, but that's clearly what the left-wing media thinks, and they are already running attacks on her. We don't even know if she's going to be the nominee yet, but you can see where this is going. So I'm afraid that I anticipate a full frontal assault on this nominee. If she's a person of faith, I expect full attacks, relentless attacks on her faith. I expect relentless attacks on her family, and I expect the left to try, the Democrat leadership to try everything they can on the floor of the Senate to stall and stop this nomination. And Republicans have got to be resolute, and we've got to press forward.
I love that. And technically, since you have the majority, at least 51 votes confirmed that I can see, there's really nothing the left can do to stop this, correct?
That's my view, Mark. I mean, there's the Senate is full of old procedural rules that I'm sure the Democrats will try to exploit. But the usual thing about the Senate is 51 votes is enough to do business in the United States Senate. So we got 53 Republicans, of course. So we're going to need just about every Republican, and we're going to need it'll be old fashioned, Mark, because what will happen is for a lot of this time on the Senate floor to defeat the Democrat shenanigans, we'll actually have to be on the floor together in our seats to voting. So it's going to look like the Senate used to look when the Senate used to do real work. So this could actually be good for this institution, but it could be a fight. They make no mistake, this will be a bare-knuckle brawl here for the next 6 weeks to get this done. But we've got to do it.
We will be watching here, and keep up the great work, Senator. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Senator Josh Hawley there, our Missouri senator up there. Boy, he's right. It's going to be a bare-knuckle fight. And it's probably going to start next week because they're going to have to get those hearings started pretty quickly in the vetting of whoever the president's pick is at about 4 p.m. Central Time on Saturday. Don't miss it.
Get more at 971talk.com.